No, it's still fuzzy. I need a higher antenna.
Yeah, or maybe I do. Wow, this is a really dangerous driver just zigzagging through all the traffic. I don't see a smoldering mess by the side of the road up ahead.
I'll find out if you're coming this way, and I'll know.
I think the signal intelligibility isn't very good either direction here. So I'll wish you a good evening, and we'll try again sometime. 57HWD, 87WTO.
Well, I remember where I think I had emailed you before. Didn't you do like some kind of signal, like on FT8 or something like that? V7HWD, you in a better spot now?
Yeah, I think I am. You're pretty clear now.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking at your page again, and we were testing that. What was that beacon stuff before?
Oh yeah, it's still up. It's not up at 15 watts like it was. It's probably transmitted at 5 watts, but it's still plenty. And see if it's got broadening or drift.
Was it on 6 meters or was it on 2 or was it on 10?
It was on 8 for a while, but then my license ran out for 8 and now it's on 6.
Okay, let me go pull up the page again. See, where did you have it? Where did you have it?
15.0565.
And how many milliwatts?
5 watts now.
Oh, I don't know. Would I hear from here? I don't know.
Oh, it should be no problem for you to hear it over there. It's actually beaming southeast. So, you should have no trouble hearing it.
I remember the last time we talked, I don't know if I've never heard a beacon on 6. So if I hear that, it's at 50.0565.
Yeah, set your radio for upper sideband, then tune to 50.056, and then you should hear it with a 500 tone. But it's not going constantly. You might have to wait a couple minutes to hear it.
Okay, so when I finish with you, I was trying to update my other radio. Okay, I did that. I got to grab my other radio and update that one too.
Oh, another matter is that it's transmitting on horizontal polarization.
Oh, yeah.
So for local reception, it's probably going to be best if the receive antenna is horizontal.
Okay, just hang on a second. I got to take the one radio off my table and go grab the other one off the windowsill.
Next is 1884 Humboldt, 8 seconds.
Okay, now I can relax again for about 10 minutes. V7UTS, V7HWD.
Sorry, I was focusing on traffic safety there. Are you able to tune that in on 6, or is it a different, you don't have a different radio?
The radio that I'm talking on is the radio that would do it, and I don't have another one beside me, so I'll have to wait till I'm done with you.
Well, if you want to, why don't you just tune it over there and pick up this conversation in 5 minutes.
trying to think. Are you up the hill? I'm trying to think where you are. I'm trying to think if you're in Coquitlam. I'm trying to think. I don't remember.
I'm at the border of Vancouver and Boundary at the moment. But the transmitter of which we speak is North Vancouver. So it's probably not line of sight to you. But there should be a line of diffraction over a hill. So you should be able to hear it.
Okay, I'll go see. I don't have the right antenna on it right now, so unless a 10-meter antenna might work, I don't know.
VE7HWD from VE7UTS, now at a relative high spot, if you can hear me. Suggestion was to just tune over to 50.056 USB, and then listen for a few minutes, and then call me again. In a few minutes, I should be up on Highway 1.